out the shoe. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I mean, he usually does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life.
There's never been a soap quite like it before.
I never knew one soap could do so much.
Double duty does, I call it.
Double duty does. Say, I like that.
Sure, does everything in my wash basket.
From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest.
Does everything in my dishpan, too.
From speedy action on greasy pans to wonderful care for hands.
See, there's no need to bother with an extra soap just for dishes anymore.
Just reach for Does and discover all it can do in the dishpan, too. For instance, if you've been looking for a soap that gives you lots of suds...
Does it.
Ounce for ounce, Does gives you more suds than any strong granulated soap. Those extra suds are real soap suds, too, that stand up till the last dish is done. If you're looking for a fast, easy way to clean up sticky baking dishes, greasy frying pans...
Does it. It can destroy top grease in less than half a minute, and I don't have to do any hard scouring.
And here's a handy hint. If you're looking for a soap that gives extra care to hands...
Does it again.
That's right. It's a finer quality soap. Does is made richer, finer than those strong soaps. So changing to Does can actually improve the looks of hands, can change rough, red hands to softer, lovelier hands. See why Does is so popular we can hardly keep it in the stores? First chance you get Does and start dozing your dishes. From fast action on pans to gentle action on hands, does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. For 2 days, Francie Brent has been puzzled by Carol's attitude toward her. For 2 days, Francie has held her peace. This morning, however, she makes up her mind to do something. After finishing the breakfast dishes and dusting the downstairs, Francie decides to go after Carol. She finds her in her bedroom, seated before her sewing machine.
Carol. Yes? Have you got a minute?
I'm busy, Francie.
Yeah, I can see that, but I... Carol, I've got to talk to you.
Is something the matter with Janie?
No, she's okay. She's downstairs in the living room diapering her doll. It's not about Janie, it's about... Carol, will you please stop working on that machine for a minute?
There is something I want to know. You haven't been talking to me for the last 2 days, and I want to know why. You've avoided me. You've talked around me. You just
have I?
Well, I want to know what's the trouble.
I should think that would be fairly obvious, Francis. Carol, will you stop that for a minute, please?
I have no intention whatsoever, Francie, of creating a scene with you.
I'm not asking you to create a scene. I just want to know why you're not talking. I've got a right to know that, don't I? It isn't fair to walk around.
It isn't fair. Francie, I think you should have thought of what's fair and what's unfair before you began.
Before I began what? Listen, you stop that sewing machine and stop it right now. I'm making myself sick worrying about what's wrong around this house. I want to know what you think I did that's unfair.
Very well, Francie. You insist on my using words. I think it was not only unfair, but despicable of you to send them. It was as low and unforgivable.
Then what?
Don't assume an air of innocence, Francie. And for heaven's sake, don't ask me what I'm talking about, because you know, and so do I.
Either you got me mixed up with someone else, or I'm losing my mind.
You must have lost your mind to send those telegrams,
Francie. Telegrams?
To Jim, to Alec Ransom, and to me. Dear Dr. Brent, your wife and Mr. Ransom are more than friends. Dear Mrs. Brent, if the walls of the old paper mill could only talk. Dear Mr. Ransom, keep away from Carol Brent or you'll find yourself in more trouble than you counted on. You sent those telegrams, Francie. You're the mischief maker. How you found out that Alec and I had dinner at the old paper mill is beyond me, but it doesn't matter much. You did hear about it, and you did send those telegrams.
Are you finished? What makes you think I sent them?
Oh, for goodness sake, don't try to deny it.
What makes you think I sent them, Carol?
Who else could have sent them? Who else knows Jim's address? I do, his secretary does, and you do.
Carol, the Merrimack Weekly Herald had a little article in it last Friday. It said that Jim was going to the Army Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida for 2 weeks to do some kind of work on island fever. Sure, I know his address, but so does everyone in Merrimack. What reason would I have for sending those telegrams you're talking about?
What reason? I'll tell you what reason. You hate Alec Ransom, don't you?
You bet I do.
I didn't understand why at first until Alec pointed it out to me. You resent him because he pays absolutely no attention to you, because he ignores you, because he sees you for what you are. And because he does, you had to strike back at him. Face it. Admit it.
Well, if you're finished, Carol, I'll start. First off, whether you believe it or not, I didn't send those telegrams. I think it was a rotten stunt, but I also think you had it coming to you. You've got one of the swellest men in the world. You've got a darling baby and a beautiful home, but you're not satisfied. You're out looking for more.
That's enough, Brent.
Oh, no, it isn't. You hate your home, you don't pay any attention to Janie, and you think Jim is about the dullest man who ever walked on two legs. We're very funny, you and I, Carol. When I first married Butch, I was the one who wanted the thrills and the excitement. You and Jim showed me how wrong I was. And 6 months afterward, you went after what I gave up. There's only one difference between us. No matter how wrong I was, I never looked at another man.
If you're hinting that Alec Ransom
and I... I'm not hinting. I'm laying it right on the line. You're so taken in with him, you can't see what he's doing. But I know Alec Ransom's type. The world's filled with men like him. He's buttering you up and falling all over you for only one reason. You think he likes you. I don't think he does.
Naturally, you wouldn't.
Get it out of your head. I'd go for him. I wouldn't have him for a Halloween present. No, Carol. Alec Ransom is making a fuss over you for what he can get out of you. You're lying.
Kind of hard for a woman to take, isn't it?
You're lying.
You're saying that because he's making you fall in love with him.
Love? What do you call it?
See, you have no business accusing me of such a thing. This is typical of you. You always were and you always will be a cheap
lying. Lying? Am I lying when I say you kissed Alec Ransom in the living room the first night he came here? Well, answer me. Is that a lie?
Yes. I didn't kiss him.
He kissed you. And then you ran upstairs and he followed you. You knocked on your bedroom door and you came out and stood in the hall and talked to him. Oh, you played it beautifully, Carol. Outraged wife, humiliated mother. You were ashamed, disgraced, horrified, but you liked it. And you didn't mean a word of what you said to him. If you had, you'd have slapped his face and told him to get out of the house. You're not only cheating, Carol, you're playing with dynamite. And you're not only threatening your marriage, you're threatening Jim and his work and his career and his life in this town. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Can't you see what Alec Ransom is doing? He isn't just making a fool out of you. He's striking at Jim and Jim's place in this community. He's using you to worm his way in. How far he wants to go, I'm not sure, but that guy isn't just satisfied with getting himself in solid with a chief of staff. He also...
Stop it! A few minutes ago, I said I'd heard enough, Francie. Now I mean it. accusing me of having anything to do with a man other than my husband. Accusing Alec Ransom of things he never dreamed of doing. I've put up with a lot from you. But this time you've gone one step too far. You! You who live in my own house, eating at my table, a parasite, a leech.
A parasite? Is that what you think I am, Carol? Is a parasite a woman who cooks your meals and scrubs your floors and cleans your house, does your washing, looks after your child? From the day we moved in here, I've done the marketing. I've polished the furniture. I've waxed the floors. I've put Janie to bed. I've set the table. I've made the beds, not only mine, but yours. I've never asked for any thanks, but I never expected to be called a parasite. I've done those things willingly and gladly. I've done them while you've skipped into New York to play career woman, while you chased all over Merrimack, making a fool out of yourself with Alec Ransom. I've done them while you've sat around the house and watched me. I never lifted a finger to help, and I've never complained. Now, get this straight, Carol. You don't owe me any money for the work I've done, but you do owe me an apology for what you've called me, and I expect you to make that apology before you say another word.
Apology? You expect me to apologize? You crude, vulgar,
you
common...
You can call me anything you like. I never knew my mother, and my father never amounted to anything. I grew up in an orphanage, and I used to wear too much makeup on my face. But I worked for a living, and I did it honestly, and I'm proud of it. Maybe I'm not the product of a finishing school, and maybe I'm still not as fancy as I should be. But I've never stooped to name-calling. And I've never stooped to seeing other men when my husband's back was turned. Get out.
Get out of this house as soon as you can. Get out and take every stitch of clothing, every towel, every last thing that can remind me of you.
You said that before, Carol.
This time I mean it.
All right. This time I'm going to take you at your word. I will leave. And so will Butch. Maybe it's for the best. I don't want to be around here when the pieces of this home start falling down on your head. And believe me, Carol, at the rate you're going, they're going to be falling awfully, awfully soon.
Now, I'll bet lots of you have wished for Duzz, but didn't know it. Sure, if you ever said to yourself...
Wish I didn't have to scrub so hard to get grease spots out of these overalls.
If you've ever said...
I wish my towels had come really white.
If you've ever thought...
Oh, for a wash day soap I could really trust with my nice colors.
Well, all those wishes are answered in just one soap. Duzz, the amazing Duzz Everything soap. It's specially made to do every single piece in your family wash.
Everything?
Right. From coveralls and pillowcases to gay school blouses.
You mean Duzz gets overalls clean and towels true white?
Yet still is safe enough for the nice colors I want?
That's exactly what I mean. Duzz does more than any other leading package soap sold for your wash. Even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce. And they're real soap suds. Any wonder Duzz is selling faster than ever these days? More and more folks everywhere are discovering the convenience, the economy of this one soap for all your wash. Try it. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. Be sure to listen again to another absorbing episode on Road of Life. Brought to you by Duzz.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z, put Duzz in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.